Hey guys, it's me, Christy Lee, and today I am going to talk about my history with smoking. And I thought it was a really good idea just to give you guys kind of a feel of the struggles, my addiction, how long this has been going on, you know? And it's going to kind of help me look back over the years and see basically how important I think it really is for me to break this addiction. So I had my very first cigarette when I was 9 years old, but I'm pretty sure that I was addicted long before then. My mother smoked while she was pregnant with me and smoked around me. Her mother smoked around me. So did my father. Everyone, when I was growing up, all of my family members were smokers. So I was around cigarette smoke constantly. So yes, I had my first cigarette at 9 years old. I remember I was in fourth grade and I was going to some counseling. I don't know how I got the cigarette. I don't know where it came from, but I remember going out behind the building with another little girl that I was there with and smoking the cigarette. She hated it. I, on the other hand, kind of wanted it. And I didn't become a smoker at that age, but that was my first experience with smoking a cigarette. Then when I was around 12 years old, 12 and 13, is when I really started picking up the habit. And I remember once that I stole a pack of cigarettes from my Nana and my Papa. They used to smoke at the time. They've since quit. They've been quit for a long time, I think 20 years now. We were heading back home from Tampa to my mom's house, and they had a couple packs of cigarettes sitting out on the counter for the drive, and I took a pack and took it to school with me the following week and shared it with all of my friends. They were Winston's, and a very strong cigarette.